Welcome to the bestiary. As we travel through our collection of the fiercest foes in the realm, remember, exhibit barriers are for your protection. Never feed the exhibits, and please, no flash photography.
Ah, my leg!
On your way out, don't forget to visit the gift shop and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Now, let's meet our guides for today's exhibit, Bill and Troy.
Welcome back to the Bestiary or Bestiary or France, if you prefer to call our show France. You're welcome to France. Do so. Welcome to France. Yes. We are here today to talk about the blood taste from the Macro Reactor number 5 in Final Fantasy 7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sorry.
The blood taste here, right away, Bill, there's some familiarity happening here with the blood taste, eh?
Yeah, I feel like I've seen this somewhere before. Now, I think we have Dave to thank for this again.
Mm-hmm. So. He just put a little bit of a color swap here on something we've already seen, and poof, out popped the blood taste. Now, let's not do our listeners a disservice by just saying, oh, it looks like the other thing, but it's red. Let's properly describe this boy. So, this is a creature, not a robot. This one's definitely an animal.
Definitely an animal. So this one, it's the guard hound colored red.
Well, I just said not to do that, Bill.
Okay, so the guard hound, as you'll remember, is a dog-like creature. Now, it almost looks very... Actually, no, I'm going to say cat-like creature.
I think I've drifted away from dog-like. I think we only thought it was dog-like because they called it a dog.
Yeah, looking at the blood taste here... It's very much like a sort of lioness-type shape to its body.
Definitely lion-shaped. Or puma is the one that pops to my head.
Or I was thinking lioness. Because lionesses, but then they're very similar shapes to pumas as well. Because, you know, they're a bit thinner. They've got big hind legs that stick their bum up into the air. You know, and it's got a little spike coming out its bum as well.
Just a little pokey tail.
Yeah, this nice big curved bodice coming around to its it's really scary cat teeth head.
With big pokey ears on it. And in some footage that's been captured in the wild of a blood taste here, those ears almost look like horns, but I do believe they are in fact ears. However,
they are in fact ears.
Those ears look sharp. Everything on this thing looks sharp. Now that may just be because it's Final Fantasy VII and the polygons were all sharp, but I wouldn't want to pet this thing is what I'm
Everything
getting at.
Is triangles.
It seems like it would be an unpleasant hand feel if you tried to pet the blood taste.
Yeah, he looks like he might nip your finger off as well, which is quite
that
worrying.
Too.
And then as the same with the previous guard hound, we've got the very strange thing coming out the back of the nape of its neck. Yeah, the neck tail coming out of its nape. It's really weird.
Yeah, twice the length of its body, segmented,
really
into
pointy
pieces, ends in a point. I don't know. Is it a whip? Is it a single antenna?
I don't
think it's strange.
I don't know. I think it might use it to conduct lightning.
It's a lightning rod. Built-in Possibly. Lightning rod on this cat dog.
Yeah, but good old Dave, you know, he made 1,000 blue ones for the first Macro Reactor, and he's made 1,000 blue ones for the Macro Reactor number 5.
Red ones. You said blue ones.
Sorry, blue twice. I just love blue.
Now, fortunately, the color variation here doesn't really change our strategy too much. I mean, blue, red, you pretty much handle it the same way. So, Bill, can you remind us how we should handle both the guard hound and the blood taste?
Yes. Well, the best thing to do is to just hit it until it dies. You know, just beat it to death and hope it doesn't bite your fingers off.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
@ Probably Work
for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.
I'm Troy.
And I'm MC.
And we host the best animated shows ever, so far.
Where we watch, discuss, and rank every animated show ever, eventually.
Listen in by searching for the best animated shows ever, so far, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts, or head to probablywork.com.
Join the conversation by finding us on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram by searching BASESFcast. That's BASESFcast.
And don't change the channel.